Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, and I always get excited. I say this every single time, but I always get excited when I have royalty in the studio. And we have Miss Lawrence from Blossom Time, Miss Lawrence, Emily Mead. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You've got a great smile. It lights up the room. Has anybody ever told you that?
A couple times.
That's really cool. So people say that you can't hear a smile, but you absolutely can hear a smile. So I hope you can hear it, that it comes across. So tell me about Emily Mead. What grade are you in, Emily?
I'm a senior in high school now.
So how long have you been doing that? I'm just kidding.
My entire
just
life.
Trying to lighten the mood a little bit here. So Miss Lawrence, so senior at what school?
Lawrence, at junior Lawrence? Senior high school.
Okay. And so this is your first year for Blossom Time.
It is. This is the first pageant I've ever done.
Are you kidding? No, that's fantastic. So you never got involved in Blossom Time. Did you go to any Blossom Time events over the past years?
I went to a couple because my family was part of Miss Waterly, and we went and watched her a couple times. But
do we want to give a little shout out to them? Who's Miss Waterly?
She was first runner up.
First runner up. Okay.
Her name was Morgan Stance.
Okay.
It was like 5 years ago.
Oh, geez, the world was in black and white back then. But you can laugh. That's fine. I'm cracking jokes here. Come on. No, I'm kidding. Last fall you started school, or maybe even before school started last fall, and you went, I think this Blossom Time thing might be kind of fun. Or did somebody poke and prod at you a little bit to try for this?
My cheer coach actually was the one who was like, you should do this. You would be great at it. And I was like, I don't know, but yeah, I decided to, and I'm glad I did because it's been a great experience.
So that leads me back to you said your cheer coach. Who is it? Who's your cheer coach?
Her name's Jenny Phillips.
Okay. And so you've been involved in cheer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want to ask you a little bit about that. So what was the process then when she said, okay, I think you should do this. What steps did you have to take in order to make this happen? Did you have to attend some meetings, fill out an application? What's the process for getting involved to become Miss Lawrence?
We had a meeting and some applications, but the biggest part was convincing my family that I wanted to do a pageant because growing up, I was a complete tomboy.
Were you really?
Yeah, this was way out of my zone. So when I told them, they were like, you want to do a pageant? I was like, yeah.
You want to do this girly, girly stuff? No, I'm kidding. So explain the tomboy thing. What do you like to do that would make you consider yourself a tomboy? Do you work on cars, I mean, or what?
I don't know much about cars, but I'll help my dad when he works on cars. And I like to play, when I was little, I liked to play with Avenger toys instead of Barbie dolls.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And I played a lot in the dirt, so.
Okay. You said cheer, and I want to ask you about that. Do you do any sports then besides cheer? Or
cheer's been my only thing for the past 4 years. So
what do you get out of doing cheer? What's so fun about it?
Just being together with all the girls, it creates a big family, and having that backup family to go to for anything is a great thing to have.
And for some that maybe don't know a lot about cheer, what is it? What's all involved with it? What do you do to participate in cheer?
Well, we have two separate seasons. One is sideline and the other is competitive. We just got competitive 4 years ago, so when I was a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And competitive is really our big season because sideline, we're cheering on the other teams. But for competitive, we go out there and we do these three different rounds and it's all about us and we get judged on them. So it's really a big thing. And
sounds like a lot of work to me.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah. Just kidding. Okay, so you went to some meetings, you filled out the application, you got involved with Blossom Time. So then leading up, you And I want to ask you when you were crowned in that. So what led up to the crowning? What all did you have to do and participate in before you were crowned? And I'll say you were crowned in December. So what happened between the application and the meetings process to December then? What all steps did you have to take?
We had a couple practices, and we had to learn the opening number dance and the walks. And then the day of the pageant, we had interviews with the judges and lunch with the judges. And then after that, it was showtime. So we all just went out there and had fun, gave it our best.
So what did they have you do for the practices? Did you have to learn how to walk a certain way or kind of run down what you had to learn?
Yeah, we had two walks. So we had our formal walk and our fast walk. And both of them, they were pretty similar, but obviously one was faster than the other. And the dance we had to work on because it was a little difficult, but easy enough.
Did you have to dance like in heels? Is that why it was difficult?
Or we were actually barefoot.
Oh, you were barefoot?
Yeah.
Okay.
And during the pageant, I almost twisted my ankle during the dance. But
sure. Well, no.
That's, it was fine.
You know, as you're learning, it's a learning process for you. So then in December, congratulations, you were crowned. Right?
Yes.
So what did that feel like? When did you expect it, or was it a complete surprise for you?
Well, I was the only girl who went out for the pageant, so I kind of knew that it was going to happen. But when the crown was placed on my head, I still got that excitement
that little
feeling.
Zing, that kinda,
yeah, it was like, wow, this is happening.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's really awesome. So crowned in December. So what have you done since December now? Obviously some practice, I would guess. But what's happened since December up to now that you've done? Have you gone to a couple of other pageants to see some of the other courts then?
I went to a few pageants. I went to Berrien Springs and Coloma and Waterloo. I also went to the Miss Spirit pageant, which was a lot of fun to see all the girls up there.
Yeah.
And I went to the Miss Benton Harbor pageant, and that was really cool because I've never been to the Miss Benton Harbor pageant, and I've always heard talk about it and how cool it was and how long it was. But it was a lot of fun to go and actually experience that for the first time.
So what was so cool about the Benton Harbor one as compared to the other ones that you'd been to?
It just felt like a completely different atmosphere when you're in there. It was everyone.
Like excitement, you mean, in the room, you mean?
Yeah, or? And everybody was a family. They were all excited for every girl that was up there. And you could tell that all the girls that were up there had a lot of passion. It was a lot of fun.
I think that's important. You brought up a really good point, Emily, about family, because I think even though, you know, the courts are all separate or different, I think everybody comes together, and that's what Blossom Time does for Southwest Michigan, is I think it brings a lot of people together because you get to know a lot of the other people that are on the other courts as well, and I think that's really important. So what's been since last fall up until now, you got to tell me what's been something that's really cool. You mentioned going to the Benton Harbor pageant, but what's been something that you think has been really memorable since you, and it could be since you were crowned or since you started last fall of the whole process?
Well, I haven't gone to a lot of events yet, but I will be soon. I think the one thing that's most memorable is going to all the Blossom Time pageants.
Yeah.
Or not pageants, but the practices.
Right.
With all the girls, because we all didn't know each other when we first walked in there. And then when you leave, you know everybody.
Making friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Making those relationships and having a support group. That's really important. So you mentioned the practices. You've been going to practice now. Is that like a Sunday afternoons, or when do you practice then?
It's every Sunday. We actually had our last practice this past Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So the big day is coming up.
Yeah, March 11th, right? Yeah, it's a Monday night, March 11th. So yeah, and just so you know, and if you're listening, because the Mendel Center sells out, as we have in years past, we will broadcast the Blossom Time pageant Monday night, the 11th, right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. So you can at least listen in and find out and keep up with what's going on. Our own Phil McDonald, our sports director, is one of the MCs of the event. So you can listen, I believe, 7 o'clock Monday night, the 11th, for the Miss Blossom Time pageant right here on WSJM. All right, so after you get crowned, I'm just being positive here, right? So But we do want to hear a little more about you. You said you were a senior. What are you looking at doing? Are you thinking some post high school opportunities or plans for you? Are you looking at college? What do you?
I'm actually attending KVCC right now.
Already?
Yes.
When did you start that?
I started in the fall.
Okay.
I'm part of the Middle College program through the Technology Center in Lawrence. And they're paying for my first 2 years of college. So I'm attending that, and I'm planning to graduate KVCC next spring with an associate's degree in sociology. My career is undecided, but I know that I want to help people, so I'm going into sociology.
So what made you decide that you want to examine people's brains? No, I'm kidding. What has that always been something interesting for you?
I just have experience with people coming to me for help for anything, and I get a joy out of helping them and giving them advice. So I figured maybe some kind of therapist or counseling might be something good for me.
Well, there can be some good money in doing that as well. So, well, that's awesome that you sound like a really well-rounded person, a kind of a tomboy, so to speak. But I'm glad to see that, that you can, wear many different hats or crowns in this case. No pun intended. So, Emily Mead, Miss Lawrence, here in the studio talking about Blossom Time. I want to thank you for coming in and chatting with us, and best of luck to you on Monday night, the 11th, for Miss Blossom Time. And thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thank you for having me.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.